平安。
Peace to you all, brothers and sisters.
没有开始以前，我们还是去祷告，仰望主。
Before we start, shall we have some prayers to look up to our Lord?
亲爱的主，清晨的早晨，蒙爱的儿女，一起来到你宝座的跟前，举目仰望坐在宝座上的神。
Dear Lord, on this early morning, all your beloved come together before the throne to look upon the one who sits on it.
主，我们来到你的面前，没有什么可献上的，我们就献上我们的感谢、慰藉，献给你。
Lord, as we come before you, there is nothing we can offer to you except the sacrifices of thanksgiving.
我们感谢我们的恩主。
We thank our gracious Lord.
你曾为着我们在十字架上顺服，以至于死在十字架上。
That you were obedient to the Father even unto the death, the death on the cross.
所以神将你升为至高。
So God has highly exalted you.
给你超乎万民之上的名。
And has given you the name that is above all names.
叫天上地上地底下因这个名无不屈膝无不叩礼称耶稣基督为主。
That every knee shall bow before you, those of in heaven, those on earth, and those under the earth, to call you the Lord Jesus.
可以将荣耀归给我们的父神。
So that the glory will be rendered unto the Father's glory.
所以我们来到你宝座的跟前，我们一起屈膝，一起敬拜，一起赞美，一起称颂。
Therefore, as we come before your throne, we bow our knees, we thank you, we praise you, and we worship you.
愿我们的主今天早晨在亲近人中间显为圣，在众人的面前让你得着荣耀。
Lord, may you be regarded as holy before those who are drawn to you, and before all men, you are hallowed.
原来荣耀权柄都是你的，都是你的，都是你的。
For glory and honor be unto you, yours and yours alone.
你已经得胜，你还要得胜，你永远得胜，今天也是你得胜的日子。
Today is your triumph day because you have prevailed, you have overcome, and you have won the victories.
我们就把余下的时间我们都交托给你，让你从开始到不了，你的名在我们中间被高举，你得到荣耀，你得到称颂。
We just commit the following time to you that you will be glorified, you will be blessed, and you will be honored.
主啊，做出口的、翻译的，特别需要你的同在，需要你的怜悯，需要你的恩典，更需要你的灵充满浇灌。
The speaker and the interpreter especially need your grace, need your mercy. We need your presence to be with us. Pour out your spirit on us.
感谢主，你给我们的是刚强、忍耐、谨守的灵，愿这个灵浇灌充满。在你的仆人的身上，也浇灌在翻译姊妹的身上。
Thank you for giving us this spirit of love and power, and not of timidity. May this spirit be poured upon your servant and upon your maidservant. Fill us with your Holy Spirit.
我们要为着在座的每一位属于你的儿女、蒙你救赎的儿女和网上的在那里聆听你话语的儿女。主啊，也给他们有一个属灵的眼睛，能够看清；有个属灵的耳朵，能够听得清楚。
May you also bless all those of your children who are online or in person. Give them this spiritual eyes, give them this spiritual ears, so they could see, they could hear.
因着你圣灵的启示，我们都能够明白。福音的奥秘，我们都能够明白；神的奥秘，我们也能够明白；基督的奥秘，需要你的灵来光照我们。
Because of the revelation of your Holy Spirit, we do need Him to enlighten us, so that we could understand the mystery of God, the mystery of your gospel.
但愿荣耀都归给我们的父神和我们的主耶稣基督，从今时一直到永永远远。
Glory be unto God our Father and the Lord Jesus from this time on forever and ever.
愿主的恩常与我们众人同在，祷告祈求，因着耶稣基督宝贵的名。
May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with us all, we pray in the name, gracious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
好，弟兄姊妹，我们来读几处圣经。
So, brothers and sisters, let's read a few passages first.
第一处哥林多前书第二章。
First is in First Corinthians chapter 2.
哥林多前书第二章
First Corinthians chapter
2第七第八
Verses 7 and 8
我们讲的乃是从前所隐藏神奥秘的智慧就是神在万事以前预定是我们的荣耀的这智慧世上有权有位的人没有一个知道他们若知道就不把荣耀的主定在十字架上了感谢主在万事以前预定你和我要得着荣耀
1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 7 But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the ages for our glory. And this wisdom, this glory has been ordained, predestined before the ages for our glory. Thank God for this.
我们的父神不但在万事以前就拣选了你和我并且在万事以前已经预定我们要得着荣耀的
Our God has chosen us before the foundation of the world and before the ages He has predestined that we should gain glory
好我们看哥林多后书第四章
2 Corinthians chapter
4我想这也是保罗对着哥林多前书第二章的那一段话的一个反应。
And this, I think this is a response to the first, chapter 2 of 1 Corinthians.
我们看十六，
16。
就请你点吧，请翻译给我们念吧，十六节一直到十八节。
We will read from verse 16 to 18.Therefore we do not lose heart, even though our outward man is perishing, yet the inward man is being renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, is working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we do not look at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen, For the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal.
感谢主十七节说，我们这自战自轻的苦楚，要为我们成就接住无比永远的那个荣耀。
Thank the Lord that verse 17 tells us that our light affliction, which is but for a moment, is working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory.
好，我们再看一处以弗所书第一章，22-23。
Now we will read Ephesians chapter 1, verses
22-23. 又将万有伏在他的脚下是他为教会做万有之首弟兄姊妹特别注意这些圣经说将万有伏在他的脚下这个他是谁基督对不对那么他的脚下呢脚就是他身体的最下面的是他的脚嘛所以这里弟兄姊妹我们要特别注意他将 万有不在你和我，也就是教会的脚下。哎呀，不得了，感谢我们的恩主。
Verse 22 is remarkable, thank our gracious Lord. It says that he put all things under his feet and gave him to be head over all things to the church. Now, his feet, it speaks of Christ's feet, and your feet are at the bottom of your whole body. So here the Lord is saying that he has put all things under his feet, that's also under yours and my feet.
教会是他的身体，是充满万有者的丰满，这就是他的身体，就是教会，就是包括你和我都在其中。
Which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all, so that includes both you and me.
好，我们最后来看一段希伯来书第二章。
Lastly, we will read Hebrews chapter 2.
希伯来书的第二章，我们来看第二章的第三节。
Chapter 2, verse 3, we will read.
我们若忽略了这么大的救恩，怎么能够逃罪呢？这救恩起先是主亲自讲的，后来呢是听见的人给我们证实了。怎么证实的？就是用神迹和奇事来证实的。
How shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord, and was confirmed to us by those who heard him? How was it confirmed to us? By various signs, miracles, and wonders.
特别注意，这么大的经文呢？
Now,
这么大的这经到底有多大的用处没？你我有没有知道这个救恩的大？
Now the verse especially says, so great a salvation, brothers and sisters, do you know how great is your salvation, the vast greatness of it, do you know it?
我们看下面一段，第五节。
Now, verse 5.
我们所说将来的世界，神没有交给天使来管理，交给谁管理啊？
For he has not put the world to come, of which we speak, in subjection to angels. Then, to whom he gave the world?
第六节。
Verse 6.
但有人在经上某处证明说，这个经上，这个某处，这个人是谁啊？我们都知道，那就是诗篇第八篇。大卫写的那一个诗篇嘛，这里就是讲到他和这那一段的圣经，就是我们曾经也交通过的，那就是诗篇第八篇。耶和华我的主啊，你的名在全地何等的美，对不对？当我们观看你指头所造的天地和城市的月亮星辰，说什么人算什么，世人算什么？弟兄姊妹特别注意，这个世人算什么，你却顾念他。这个世人是谁啊？ Son of man 是讲到我们的人子，是讲我们的基督。
Verse 6. But one testified in a certain place, who is this one, and where is this place in the Bible? And as we read it already before in Psalm 8, as David wrote this psalm, and he said that, how excellent is your name in the whole earth, O Lord. And as we observe the work of your fingers, the moon and the sun. And then he said, what is man that you are mindful of him? Or the son of man that you take care of him? Now, Note especially here the Son of Man, which speaks of our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以天地万有，谁来管理？谁来治理？伏在谁的脚下？他儿子耶稣基督的脚下，让他来管理，让他来治理的。
So who rules and reigns over all the heaven and earth? It is the Son of God, the Christ. He rules it over. He subdues it.
好，我们看第七节啊。
Now verse 7.
你叫他比天使微小一点，暂时比天使小一点，使他荣耀珍贵为冠冕，将你手所造的都派他管理，叫万有都伏在 Son of Man 的脚下，既叫万有服他，就没有圣像一样不服他的。这是到如今我们还没有看见万有都服他，我们只看见比天使微小一点的谁啊？主耶稣基督。
Verse 7, you have made him a little lower than the angels. That's temporary. You have crowned him with glory and honor and set him over the works of your hands. You have put all things in subjection under his feet, Christ's feet. For in that he put all in subjection under him, he left nothing that is not put under him. But now we do not yet see all things put under him, but we do see Jesus.
因为受死的苦，这是说我们的主耶稣基督，因为受死的苦，就得到了珍贵荣耀为冠冕。
为
底下一句话特别注意，叫他因着神的恩为人人尝了死味。原来万物所属、万物所本的。要领种子进到荣耀里去，感谢神。
Verse 9, we do see Jesus who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor that he, now I call your attention to this especially,by the grace of God, might taste death for everyone. For it was fitting for him, for whom are all things, and by whom are all things, in bringing many sons to glory to make the captain of their salvation perfect through sufferings.
不但他要得到荣耀珍贵，他要把这个珍贵荣耀都归给谁啊？归给我们，归给教会，归给他的身体。
Not only will our Lord receive glory and honor, but also he will bestow all this glory and honor upon us, upon the church, upon his body.
因为这一切，那世人成圣和那些得以成圣的都是出于义，所以他称我们为弟兄，也不义为此。感谢神。
Thank God. Verse 11 also says, For both he who sanctifies and those who are being sanctified are all of one, for which reason he is not ashamed to call them brethren.
好，弟兄姊妹，我们知道，我们这是第十讲，我们大的题目，弟兄姊妹不要忘掉，牧师最最重要的信息是什么？得胜者。千万不要忘掉。
This is the 10th sharing. Please do not forget the grand theme of this whole series. That is the most important message of the end time.
所以这是第十讲了。
And this is my 10th sharing.
然后我们的主题呢，讲到福音的奥秘，这是第三讲，福音的奥秘。
But it's also subtitled The Mystery of the Gospel, and this is my third sharing on this. Hopefully, this is my last sharing on the mystery of the Gospel.
We don't forget the gospel. 这非常重要，
Let's not forget that the mystery of the gospel has two parts. The first part is the mystery of Christ, that is the church, and this is very crucial.
但是这不是福音奥秘的中心，福音奥秘的中心，弟兄姊妹还没有忘掉吧？我们第九章讲到第九节到第十节，以弗所书第三章第九第十节，这里讲到就是一座教会，叫天上执政的、掌权的、得之神百般的智慧，这是一个中心。
Even so, I hope you have not forgotten that the very center of the mystery of the gospel is spelled out in Ephesians 3, verses 9 and 10, especially 10, that the center of the gospel, the mystery of the gospel is now the manifold wisdom of God may be made known by the church to the principalities and to the powers in the heavenly places.
我们上个月弟兄姊妹应该记得我最后结束的时候讲些什么话。
And do you recall what I said at the end of my sharing that last month?
我说今天牧师的教会普遍的现象是软弱的、失败的、没有见证。
I mentioned that the prevalent condition of today's churches is that all the churches fail. They are weak and without testimonies.
就好像金灯台发不出光来。
Just as a golden lamp does not send out its light.
我们就像什么心腹没有打扮整齐，我们都是披头散发的，这个是穿的衣服都是破破烂烂的，身上都是一股味道。
We are just like a bride not adorned, not made ready for her husband. Our hair is unkempt, our clothes is all tattered, and our bodies are all dirty.
最后我就讲到，但是弟兄姊妹不要失望，不要灰心。
Then I mentioned that brothers and sisters, do not lose heart and do not be disappointed.
我用了四段经文，弟兄姊妹还记得吗？上个月。最后我同弟兄姊妹记得这四段经文，就给我们信心，我们就不会灰心，我们也不会失望。
And I use four passages. I hope you still remember them. If you do remember them, then you won't be despondent, you won't be discouraged.
第一段
First
创世纪十七章第一节到第二节
Genesis
那就是耶和华神对亚伯拉罕说，当那时候他99岁了，他说我是什么全能的神 El Shaddai， 你要在我面前做什么完全的人，对不对？
First passage is from Genesis 17, when Abraham was 99 years old, and God spoke to him, and saying that, I am Almighty God, walk before me, and be perfect. This Almighty God is I am El Shaddai.
什么叫完全的人？那就是 blameless， 只有神是完全的，没有一点玷污的，只有基督是完全的。没有一点玷污的，但是我们感谢神，他是全能的神，我们要在他的面前，就像基督一样，就像神的性情一样。哎呀。
Now, what does it mean to walk before God and be blameless? Only God, only Christ is perfect. But thank God that now we're able to walk before Him without any defects, without any spots.
你我是绝对绝对绝对做不成的。
You and I cannot possibly do it.
但是不要灰心，他是全能的神。
But do not be despair, because He is El Shaddai, the Almighty God.
他一定能。
He is able.
我不是用了耶利米书32章第17到19节，那你讲什么？很大能生出来的王并创造了万有，在他没有什么难成的事。
I also use Jeremiah 17 verses 32, that mentions that the Lord created the heavens and earth by power, by his stretch out arm. There is nothing too difficult for him. He is the great and mighty God.
And his name
is the Lord of hosts, mighty in counsel and mighty in works. Yes, he is able to do it.
第二段，帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章。
The second passage is from First Thessalonians 5.
照我们是信实的，他必成就这事。
He who called us is faithful, he also will do it.
第三段，约翰一书，第三章第一节到第三节。
The third passage is from First John chapter 3, verses 1 to 3.
看哪、啊、我们的父是何等的慈爱，这里讲到我们父的那个慈爱，到了那一天我们要必见他的真相，我们也要像他，对不对？有这么一段话。
This passage says, Behold what manner of love God has bestowed upon us, and when he is revealed, we shall see his person, we shall be made like him.
耶和华，你现在仍然是我们的父，你是要将我们是你爸，我们是你手中的工作，对不对？以赛亚书六十四章第八节。
And also from Isaiah 64:8, Lord, you are still our father, we are your children, and you are the potter, we are the clay, we are the work of your hand.
第六节说我们都是不洁净的人，对不对？然后我们都是义子，后来又说我们都是泥巴，但是感谢主，我们一个荣耀的盼望，我们都是他手中的工作 masterpiece。
Verse 6 also tells us that we are all like unclean things, we are like leaves, but thank God that we are the work, the masterwork, masterpiece in his hand.
所以他一定能够。然后我最后用了犹大书二十四节，我就不重复了。他必保守我们不失脚，叫我们无瑕无疵，对不对？这一段经文。
And also I used Jude this verse which I will not repeat, but he is able to keep us from stumbling and present in the presence of his glory blameless.
所以我们还要灰心吗？不要灰心，也不要失望。
If that's the case, shall we be discouraged or lose heart? No.
今天灵会的给我们念了约翰福音第十四章第一节到第三节。
And also the brother who leads the service read to us first the Gospel of John 14 verses 1 to 3.
我们都知道这是主耶稣要离开门徒了。
We know at this time our Lord Jesus was about to leave his disciples.
他要为他们死了。
He was going to die for them.
门徒也相信。
And the disciples did believe.
但是他们不相信神会，主耶稣会从死里复活，他们不相信。
The disciples did believe that Jesus would die for them, but they did not believe that Jesus would rise again in the third day.
所以门徒很忧愁了，因为主要离开他们了。
Therefore, all the disciples were very sorrowful because the Lord was about to leave them.
所以主耶稣安慰他们。
And the Lord comforted them.
他说：“你们不要忧愁，你们信神也要信我。在我父家里有许多地方，若是没有，我早告诉你们了。我去是做什么？我去是为你们预备地方去的。预备好了，我要来见你们。我在哪里，你们也要在哪里，永远。”
Saying that, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again, receive you to myself, that where I am there, you will be with me also.
我们知道很多弟兄姊妹一般来解释这段话，就是用帖撒罗尼迦前书第四章，就是礼拜五我们最是礼拜 我也曾经用过的帖撒罗迦前书第四章的那一段话。
We know that a lot of people expounded this passage according to 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, the same passage which I also used this past Friday at the memorial service.
我们都知道在那一段就讲到主耶稣要亲自从天降临嘛。
There, the passage tells us that the Lord Himself will descend from heaven.
有呼叫的声音，有天使长的声音，用神号筒吹响的声音嘛，对不对？
With a shout, with the voice of an archangel, and with the sound of the trumpet of God.
然后在基督里死了的人呢，首先要复活的。
And the dead in Christ will rise first.
他们要复活，他们要改变。
They will rise again, they will be transformed.
然后在地上还存留还活着的人呢，接下来他们也要改变，也要变化，一同被提，在云中，在空中与主永远相遇，永远不再离开了。
What about those who are still alive and remain? They will also be transformed, they will also be changed, and they shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air.
所以一般的解释就是用这段经文。
So usually people will use the 1 Thessalonians 4 to explain John 14.
所以你们不要忧愁了嘛。
Therefore, do not be sorrowful.
但是弟兄姊妹有没有注意啊？
But brothers and sisters, have you noticed this?
地方的。
Our Lord goes to prepare
a place. 我预备好了地方才来见你们的，所以这样解释，解释不通嘛，只有一半嘛，对吧？这讲到他的来嘛，但是他不是去预备地方吗？
So 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 only speaks of half of the passage in John 14, speaks of the Lord's coming. But in 14 of John, it tells us that the Lord has gone to prepare for us, and then He will come to receive us to Him.
那预备什么地方呢？
Now, what is the place our Lord is preparing for us?
是不是主去为我们每一个，所以他叫你预备一栋非常豪华的房子呢？
Is he preparing a gorgeous building for all of his children?
就像洛杉矶那些有钱的那些明星，他们买的，哎呀，这些房子都是豪宅嘛，对不对？一栋就是几百万甚至上千万的，但是很可惜了，不久以前 WiFi 的野火把他们都全部烧毁了，对不对？是不是为我们预备这样的房子呢？
Is it like the mega mansions in LA those superstars, you know, each house would cost you millions or even tens of millions of dollars to buy them. But unfortunately, just not long ago, this wildfire in California burned them all up. Is that the kind of house the Lord is preparing for us?
就是主去为我们预备这样的房子，也不需要两千年呢。哎呀，已经从五旬节那一天耶路撒冷教会被建立，一直到现在已经有两千年了，还没有造好吗？我们的主是说有就有，命的就立的嘛。我刚刚说他建造宇宙万有，这么美的，这么样漂亮的宇宙万有，只用了六天的时间嘛，对不对？他要为我们预备这样的一个房屋，不是很简单吗？还要两千年吗？
Even so, does it take the Lord over 2,000 years to build all these mansions? Ever since the day of Pentecost until now? Now, our Lord is the one who speaks and it is done. He commands and it stands fast. Does it really take Him that long to build all these mansions for us?
所以有弟兄解释不是这样的解释，
神神
他的解释非常合乎真理，我愿意今天就同弟兄姊妹一起来分享。
So some brothers do not explain it this way as people used to. explain it with 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, and I believe this is biblically true. So today I would also like to share it with you all.
这里的 place， 我去为你们预备地方，那一个地方，那个原文，你去看 King James Version 也好，翻译是什么 ？Mansion， M-A-N-S-S-I-O-N， 一个大厦，一个大厦，一栋只有一栋的独立的，又高又大又漂亮的大厦，不是什么一栋的。
As our Lord is going to prepare a place for us in King James Version, in its original it means mansions. Actually, it's one big, gigantic, gorgeous mansion. It's not, individually, there are several building places, several mansions.
就像弟兄姊妹还记得吧，三十多年以前，哎呀，时间过得很快，三十一年了，那个帝国大厦在纽约的每个飞机一闯全部毁坏了嘛，那个大厦就是这样的一个大厦。
Just like the Empire State Building, time really flies fast. It's been over 30 years that building was struck down by the airplanes. So the Lord is preparing a mansion like that for us.
这个预表什么？
And what does this typify?
基督的身体。
It typifies the body of Christ.
但是弟兄姊妹记得，基督的身体和他的头，基督是永远不能分开的。
But brothers and sisters, remember this: the head and the body can never be separated.
头和身体总是连在一起的。
The head and the body is always united.
你去看新约也好，以弗所。你看旧约创世纪也好，
Whether you read Ephesians in the New Testament or Genesis in Old Testament，
有一句话，
There's one verse there，
人要离开父母与谁联合？与妻子联合，两人成为一个身体。
They all say the same thing. Therefore, man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh.
所以这个 mansion 就是不单是包括我们教会，包括你和我，也包括了基督这枚头。
So the mansion referred here not only includes you and me, but also the head, Christ.
所以监狱书信我们知道保罗写的四封书信嘛，其中有以弗所书，一定有哥罗西书，有哥罗西书也一定要有以弗所书。
Just as Paul wrote four prison epistles, there is this Ephesians and there must be Colossians.
哥罗西书重点是讲到基督是教会的那个头，对不对？
The emphasis of the Colossians tells us that Christ is the head of the church.
以弗所重点是讲教会是基督的身体。
And the emphasis of Ephesians tells us that the church is the body of Christ.
身体没有头，这个身体就变成僵尸，僵尸。
A body without a head is like a zombie.
头若是没有身体，完全失去它的功能，对不对？
Now, if the whole person has a head without a body, then this person has lost all the functions that he's supposed to have.
感谢神。
But thank God.
我们的主何等爱人。
How our Lord loves us all.
他造人，若是你去看创世纪，对不对？创世纪的第一章26-28，神要造作我们的形象，我们的样式，要造人，对不对？让他们来管理，叫万有都伏在他们的脚下。哎呀，你看我们的神何等爱人呐、啊，把人抬高到这样一个崇高荣耀的一个地位上。
See how the Lord loves us all. He has so lifted us up to such a high and lofty position, just as Genesis 1 verse 26 tells us that God says that let us make man according to our image, in our likeness, let them have dominion over all the world and subdue the earth.
所以他好像需要一个管家。哎呀，你想想，神还要管家吗？他管不了吗？万一都是他造的嘛，对不对？他不需要管家，但是他就是造人，让人来做一个管家，让他所造的都让他们来管理，都不在他们的脚下。哎呀，这是神的爱。
As though God needed a steward to rule over all his creation. See how God has loved us that he has made us his steward and also put all things under our feet.
基督也是一样啊。
And likewise, this is the same with Christ.
基督也是何等的爱人啊，把人也是放在太高到一个这么高的一个地位上。
And how Christ has loved us also, he has lifted us up to such high standing.
创世纪第二章第十八节你去看。
Genesis 2, verse
18. 这人独居不好，我要为他怎么造一个配偶来什么帮助他。好了，我想这个内容你们都知道，接下来呢我们都知道他怎样造一个女人嘛，领到主耶稣基督的面前嘛，这是幕后的亚当嘛，对不对？哎呀，他一看说，哎呀，这是我果中的果，是我肉中的肉，他喜欢的不得了，这人叫女人，那就是夏娃嘛，对不对？是从男人身上取出来的，所以人要离开父母，与妻子联合，两人成为一体。
Verse 18, the Lord God said, It is not good that man should be alone. I will make him a helper comparable to him. And I know you all know what has happened next. Therefore, God, made a woman out of the man, and the man is the last Adam, or is a type.Of our Lord Jesus Christ, the last Adam. And Adam really liked this woman. So he said, This is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman because she was taken out of man. Therefore, a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and they shall become one flesh.
基督还需要一个帮手嘛，对不对？基督根本不需要帮手的，但是他就是要一个女人教会来帮助他，他就是要把我们抬高到一个同他一样崇高荣耀珍贵权柄这个杀人魔全能的神一样的地位上。哎呀，弟兄姊妹，
Does Christ really need a helper to help him? But he just loves us so much. He has so elevated to such glory, honor, and might and dominion, just like the sovereign God, that whatever he has possessed, Christ also wants us to have.
所以这个门训已经造了两千年，还没有造好，为什么？最重要的原因，信服还没有打扮整齐嘛，对不对？这是最主要的原因，当然还有其他的原因。
Therefore, it takes our Lord more than 2,000 years to build all this mansion. And of course, the first and foremost reason is that the bride is not adorned, made ready for her husband. Of course, there might be other reasons.
弟兄姊妹，你去看哥林多前书。
If you read 1 Corinthians,
第三章
chapter 3,
第九节
verse 9,
一直到第十四节，一共大概六节吧，圣经。
All the way to verse 14, six verses.
哥林多前书第三章在那里讲什么？保罗说，因为我们是与神同工的，对不对？你们呢是神所耕种的田地，接下来呢是神所建造的房屋，我们就是他建造的那一个 mansion。
Verse 9, for we are God's fellow workers in your God's field, your God's building, and that is the very mansion God is building.
一共六节圣经，你看有两节圣经是讲到 building， 那就是 mansion。
There are six verses here, but two verses mention the building, that's the mansion.
有三节圣经 build, build, build.建造，建造，建造，所以这个门徒到现在还在建造，还没有建造完嘛，对不对？
Three verses mention build, build, build. That's why the mansion is still in progress, hasn't been done yet.
我们刚刚讲了第一个原因就是信徒没有打扮整齐，第二个主要的原因是什么？材料还不够。建造这个门徒需要材料的，还缺材料。
The first reason is that the bride is not made ready, is not adorned yet. And the second reason is that the material is still lacking. He doesn't have enough material to build the mansion.
使徒行传第一章。
Acts 1.
主耶稣离开在加勒山上，离开门徒，讲了一番话。我想我不重复了，你们都很熟的。最后一节他怎么讲的？他说：“你们不要离开耶路撒冷，对不对？做什么不离开？等候圣灵降临，你们就得到能力，从耶路撒冷、犹太全地、撒玛利亚，一直到地界，做我的什么见证。”
This is what the Lord said to the disciples at the mountain in Galilee, telling them to tarry in Jerusalem until they are all endued with power. Therefore, once they have received the power from the Holy Spirit, they will be witnesses to him from Jerusalem and all Judea and Samaria until the end of the earth.
什么是见证?
What is testimony?
两个方面。
It includes two parts.
一方面见证，我们都知道哥罗西书第一章有一句话说，神的奥秘是什么？神的奥秘是基督，对不对？这里讲到奥秘。
Now the first aspect of this is in Colossians, the mystery of God is Christ.
神的 secret， 没有人看见过神，到底神是怎么样为神呢？但是感谢神。神的奥秘就是基督，你看到基督，你就知道这位神是怎么样的一位神，就不秘密了，对不对？
It was a secret because nobody has seen God before, but once you see Christ, you have seen God. It's no longer a secret.
三年半的时间，主耶稣在地上讲了多少的话，行了多少的神迹，把这位神完全的彰显出来。
For 3.5 years, how many words the Lord has spoken, how many deeds he has done to make manifest this God.
所以耶和约翰说没有人看见过神，唯有他怀中的独生儿子将他彰显了出来，他是神荣耀所发的光辉，是神本体的真相。
Therefore, John says that nobody has seen God, only the Son in his bosom has declared him, because he is the brightness of God's glory and the very express image of his person.
所以这个三年半你看见主耶稣就看到神的公义，神的圣洁，神的爱，神的怜悯，对不对？神的大能。
As you saw Jesus for those 3.5 years, you understood God's righteousness, holiness, His mercy, His might, and His grace.
所以主耶稣对门徒说，你们看见了我，就看见了我的父。我与父连为一的。
That's why the Lord Jesus said this to His disciples, that you've seen me, you have seen the Father, for Father and I are one.
这是神的奥秘。
This is the mystery of God.
那么基督的奥秘呢？
What about the mystery of Christ?
我曾经交通过，基督的奥秘就是教会嘛。
This I shared with you before also, the mystery of Christ is the church.
有没有人看见过基督啊？
Has anybody seen Christ here?
主耶稣复活以后就40天向人显现，只有大概600多人看见过主耶稣基督的。
After the Lord was risen, it took about 40 days that the Lord showed himself to people, and even so, it's only about 600 men.
他就升天了。
And then he ascended on high.
还有人看见过基督吗？
And ever since then, has anybody seen Christ?
感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
基督的奥秘就是教会。
The mystery of Christ is the church.
今天教会在地上就是做这个见证。
And this is exactly the witnessing that the church.
你看彼得前书第二章第九节第十节，彼得怎么讲的？
First Peter chapter 2 verses 9 and 10.
唯有你们是被神拣选的族类，是君尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民。我要叫你们宣扬那照你们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。我们本来不是神的子民，现在是了；本来不蒙怜悯的，现在我们蒙了怜悯。
First Peter chapter 2, we read that we are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, and the people for his own possession, that we may declare the excellencies of the one who called us out of the darkness into his marvelous light. We were not his people before, now we are. We have not received mercy, but we do now.
腓立比书第一章第十四节到第十六节讲什么？他说你们行事为人总是不要无相正经嘛，对不对？都要宽待人的嘛，对不对？不要犯怨言嘛，你们要做一个诚实无为，在这歪曲悖谬的时代中做神无瑕疵的儿女们，把神的道能够显明出来，这叫见证。
And also Philippians 2 tells us from verses 14 to 16, do all things without complaining and disputing, that you may become blameless and innocent, children of God without fault in this crooked and perverse generation, among whom you shine as lights in the world, holding fast the word of life. And this is called testimony.
教会是见证神，教会呢？见证也就是传福音嘛，把福音传出去，讲得救的人数能够填满嘛。我刚刚讲了，主说一不来由，还有一个其他的原因，得救的人数还没有填满嘛，教会还没有材料还不够嘛，这个免训所以还不能完全建好嘛，对不对？
Church testifies of God, of course, the church also preach the gospel. This is the second reason why the Lord Jesus has not returned, because the material is still lacking. So the fullness of Gentiles has not come in yet.
所以你去看哈巴各书，哈巴各小先知书。
If you read Habakkuk, one of the minor prophets,
他就在那里责备这些以色列人嘛，你们说建造神的殿时候还没到，但是你们自己呢住在天花板的房屋的里面，对不对？所以你们受到这么多的灾害嘛，就是这个原因，你们知道吗？
There the prophet rebuked Israelites that because they say it's not the time to build the temple, yet each one of them lives in paneled houses, and that's why they have suffered so much loss.
所以哈巴嘎说你们要上山取木材嘛，来建造这殿嘛，叫神喜乐，欠的荣耀嘛。今天的mention材料还不够，不要忘掉。
And Habakkuk said that you should told them that God said they should go up to the mountain and bring the wood and build me the temple, that I may take delight in it and be honored in it.
感谢神。
Thank God.
我们上次也交通到了诗篇第45篇，你们还记得？王就是基督嘛，他怎么样的荣耀，怎么样珍贵，怎么样有权势，他的王后呢也同他一样的嘛， 对不对？是那样的美，是那样的荣耀，是那样的有权势，头和身体永远一起动摇的，这非常重要，分不开的头和身体。
And just as we shared in Psalm 45 last time, you see Christ the King, how glorious, how honorable, how powerful he is. Then the Queen shared in the same. She was also beautiful, she was also glorious and powerful. So the head and the body can never be separated. And this is called a mansion.
弟兄姊妹，我们也都知道。
And brothers and sisters, we all know this.
我们刚刚念的以弗所书第一章二十二节。
In Ephesians 1:22.
我们应当同腓立比书的第二章第八节连在一起的，在那里就是讲到他这样的这个挂在十字架上，对不对？这个受了这个痛苦嘛，在十字架上。所以神怎么样将他圣位至高，使他超过万民之上的名，叫天上地上地底下因他的名都屈膝敬拜称呼他是主吗？将荣耀归给神。
Ephesians 1:22 should be coupled with Philippians starting from verse 2:8, this whole passage, there we see how the Lord obeyed and died on the cross, and how God the Father has highly exalted him, giving him the name that is above all the name, that every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess Lord Jesus, and everyone in heaven on earth and under the knees shall all confess before the Lord and calling him Lord.
我们的主得到这样大的荣耀，他也要与教会一起分享。所以以弗所第一章二十二节就是这个意思。
And here in Ephesians 2, you see how great the glory our Lord Jesus Christ has received, and he wants to share it with his body, the church, as spelled out in Ephesians.
天上，那就是千千万万的天使天君都要敬拜，都要赞美称颂神。
Everything in heaven, that is the innumerable hosts of angels, millions and millions of them, they will all worship and praise God.
地上今天来讲就是教会，就是你和我，都要起来称颂我们的神，他是主，对不对？
Every knee of those on earth speaks of all the church, you and me, we will all praise and bless him.
到了千年国度，所有地上的人都要来敬拜，都要来称颂。
Even in the millennium kingdom, that all the kings, all the nations shall come to worship and praise God, and he is the Lord.
天上地上还有地底下，地底下在哪里？第一层我曾经交通过乐园，现在乐园不在了，主复活以后所有的灵魂提到了第三层天，就是乐园。
So those are in heaven and on earth. What about those under the earth? And I have shared this with you. There are three layers of those under the earth. The first layer is for those, is called the paradise. However, because the Lord has risen from the dead, the paradise there has now been moved to the third heaven.
第二层地，那就是不信的人，他们死了，他们的灵魂都在阴间的里面，他们也都要来赞美称颂我们的主。
Now the second layer of those who are under this, the earth are the non-believers. Even they will also come to bless and to praise our Lord.
第三层地 Hades 我们都知道，那就是地狱，就是火湖，第七度也好，假先知丢在火湖里了，主来的一切，对不对？
Now this, the third layer of those under the earth is where Satan and is where the Antichrist and false prophets have been thrown into the darkness, into the lake of fire, before the Lord returns.
天上、地上、地底下都要称耶和华是主，都要敬拜，都要赞美。
Therefore, everyone who is in heaven, on earth, and under the earth shall all rise to worship and to praise the Lord.
他也要将万有伏在他的脚下，就是教会。我们也要得着这样的荣耀，这样的珍贵。这就是这么大的救恩，弟兄姊妹，懂吧？
And God will also put all things under Christ's feet. That's for us, the church. And this is such great glory, such great salvation we have gained. I hope you do understand this all.
上个月我们领会的给我们念了启示录，弟兄姊妹还记得二十一章第一节到第二节，那就是新天新地。还有呢，第九节到第十节，那就是千年国度嘛，对不对？我们上个月交通了，弟兄姊妹应当有一点印象。
And brothers and sisters, maybe you still have the recollection that last month our brother read Revelation chapter 21 verses 1 and 2. That speaks of a new heaven and new earth. And also verses 9 and 10 that speak of the millennial kingdom.
我们感谢主，刚刚念的希伯来书第二章从第五节一直到第十一节，我们看到这是什么大的救恩，就是在我们这个我们讲了三次同弟兄们交通的时候，这是颠倒过来了，应该是千年国度在前面，新天新地应该在后面，对不对？
Last time I shared that supposedly the millennial kingdom should come first and then a new heaven and a new earth. But here in Revelation, we see a reverse order. So we will start fellowshipping on the millennial kingdom first.
我们还记得千年国度就是天使把我们的约翰带到一个高大的山嘛。然后将那从天降下来的圣城新耶路撒冷给他看了，哎呀，你看看新耶路撒冷，金啊银啊，这个宝石啊，都是神的性情，都是基督的性情嘛，这就是教会嘛，已经磨成了神儿子的形象了。
Here, in verses 9, John was led by the angel, carried in the spirit, and he saw this new Jerusalem coming down out of heaven, and with all the gold and silver. Gold and silver all represent the attributes of God and of Christ. So here we see that our church has been conformed to the image of Christ.
所以我们看见教会要与基督一同在千年国度在地上执掌王权嘛，对不对？一千年的时候。
So here we see Christ and his church will reign on earth for 1,000 years.
你看见这个荣耀吗？
Do you see this glory here?
不但如此，到了新天新地嘛。
Not only so, even in this new heaven and new earth.
教会要在地上与基督一同掌权，直到永永远远，这是这么大的救恩，这就是我们预定的要得着的那个荣耀。
Even in new heaven and new earth, Christ will continue to share with his church, to rule over it forever and ever. This is what Hebrews meant. If we neglect.So great a salvation, so much glory prepared for us.
但是弟兄姊妹不要忘掉。
But brothers and sisters, do not forget.
罗马书第八章二十八节我也提过了，要把我们磨成神儿子的形象。这个磨不简单呐，不能太重，也不能太轻，对不对？太重了我们受不了，太轻了没有用，时间也不能太长。也不能太短，哎呀，磨成神儿子的 你就看见神的智慧，神的能力，神的忍耐，神的怜悯，神的恩典，神的慈爱，这是他的智慧。
And in Romans 8, we see that we shall all be conformed to the image of his son. And this task of being conformed is never an easy one, because you cannot do it, the work cannot be done too heavy or too light. If God's hand is too light, nothing will work, it won't bring out the result. If God's hand is too heavy, we cannot stand it. Nor can this work take too much time, nor too little time. Everything has to be just right. And here, you just see this is God's wisdom. You see God's glory, grace, honor, and you see God's perseverance in all this masterpiece in his hand.
就像毛毛虫，我不是讲了吗？正像一个毛毛虫，最讨厌的有刺的，但是有一天它要变成什么 butterfly 花蝴蝶，大家都喜欢的又漂亮，这不是变戏法，一下子就变成了，需要时间啊。
Just as for a prickly but a caterpillar to be turned into a beautiful butterflyAnd it takes time. It's not doing a magic with the slate of your hand and everything is done.
你看看摩西。
Think of Moses.
花了多少年呢？
How much time did it take God?
四十年之久。
To change him, it took God 40 years.
我们都知道四十年，四十岁的时候。
When Moses was at 40 years old.
自以为是。我们的母系骄傲。
He was proud, always thought he was in the right.
他以为自己可以来救以色列他的埃及的。
He thought by himself he could deliver all the Israelites out of the hand of Egypt.
我们都知道，我们不详细讲。结果他就逃到了米甸嘛。四十年在那里牧羊嘛。
We won't go into details, but we all know that he fled to Midian, and for 40 years, he shepherded sheep there.
到八十岁。
Until he was 80 years old.
神又吩咐摩西去见法老王。
God commanded Moses to see Pharaoh.
要叫他把以色列人带出埃及。你看看摩西怎么回答的。
To lead Israel out of Egypt.And Moses answered, Who am I?
我是谁？我怎敢去见法老王？我怎么能够把他们带出埃及呢？哎呀，我也没有口才，也没有能力，你还是叫其他的人吧。哎呀，摩西现在有多谦卑啊。
When God said this to Moses, Moses said, Who am I? How could I dare to talk to Pharaoh because I'm slow in words and in speech?How could I do this job? He has become so humble.
假如在四十年以前，摩西一定说：“除了我还有谁敢呢？除了我，我能还有谁能呢？”但是现在完全改变了。
If this were 40 years ago, Moses probably replied, "Of course, apart from me, who would dare to take up this job?"
你看看雅各。
Then think of Jacob,
一天到晚抓的
a supplanter grabbing all the time.
只要神祝福给他
He wanted God to bless him.
还要同神讲条件，你祝福我呢，我就这样这样；你不祝福我呢，我就不这样不这样。哎呀，你看看这个雅各。何等的诡诈的一个人。
And how treacherous Jacob was. He talked to God with all kinds of terms. If you bless me, I will do this. If you don't bless me, I won't do this.
他花了多少年，他改变了。
How much time did it take God to change Jacob?
最少60年到70年。
At least 60 to 70 years.
他真正变成了以色列王子。
He has really been turned into Israel, the prince.
在130岁，我们知道雅各一共活147岁。130岁，我们知道他的最小的儿子约瑟在埃及做了宰相嘛，所以他就带着全家70个多人就到了埃及。
Now, Jacob lived 147 years at the age of 130, knowing that his son Joseph was now the prime minister in Egypt. So he and his household, all together 70 souls, went down to Egypt.
那时候也是就带着他的爸爸雅各去见法老王嘛，你们还记得。
And then you recall that Joseph took Jacob to see Pharaoh.
他一看见法老王怎么为他祝福，为他祝福。
When he saw Pharaoh, Jacob blessed Pharaoh.
希伯来书第七章第七节怎么讲的？位分大的给位分小的低的祝福，这是改不了的真理。所以你看看现在雅各的地位已经有多高了，他改变了。
And in Hebrews 7, we read that beyond all contradiction, the lesser is blessed by the better. So you see how God has elevated Jacob to such a place. Now he has been changed. He's able to bless Pharaoh.
到了40多岁，快要死了。
And right before he was dying,
他为约瑟的两个儿子祝福，为着十二个支派祝福。他年老的时候，快死的时候，还扶着杖敬拜神，完全改变了。
At this time, he blessed Joseph's two sons. He blessed all the 12 tribes of Israel. And right on the moment of his dying, he worshipped God, leaning on the top of his staff. He has been totally transformed.
不要忘掉。
Do not forget this.
需要时间的。
It takes time.
感谢主，我们不要灰心。
你
要说我们还是用这四节圣经提醒弟兄姊妹有盼望，因为他是全能的神，所以我们可以在他的面前成为完全的人。
So let us not be discouraged. I would like to use the same four passages to encourage you all that because He is the El Shaddai, the God Almighty, therefore we can walk before Him and be blameless.
好，感谢主，时间差不多了。
Thank the Lord that our time is pretty much up.
福音的奥秘第三讲我们讲完了。
Finally, I wrap up this series on the mystery of the gospel.
我还欠弟兄姊妹两件事。
But I still owe you two things.
弟兄姊妹还记得去年十月份。
Brothers and sisters, do you recall in last October?
我们讲到主耶稣死的时候，发生了五个神迹嘛，还有两个神迹我还没有交代，非常重要的，我想要到。7月、8月，我们再来交通，要还给你们。
At that time, I shared on the five miracles right after upon the Lord's death on the cross, and I covered three. I still owe you two, and this can only be done in the coming July or August.
二月份，我还最后我也欠了你们一件事，我就说你们回去自己想一想。为什么我们的神不把撒旦早一点点丢在火湖里？第二点，第一个问题。
Now, and also in last February, I asked you two questions which I haven't answered yet. The first question is, why is it God has not thrown Satan early into the lake of fire?
第二问题，为什么神要在伊甸园里面还要放了一棵知识树？假如没有知识树，没有撒旦，天下太平嘛，对不对？那为什么呢？好，也是在我们七月、八月或者九月，我来回答这两个问题，还债。
And also the second question is that why has God planted this tree of life as well as this tree of knowledge of good and evil if God had not done this? wouldn't be world peace in, under the sun already. And I will answer all these two questions next time. And this is something I owe you.
好，感谢主，福音的奥秘，我们总算交通完了。
But I thank the Lord that I finally finished this topic on the mystery of the gospel.
好，我们低头做一点祷告。
Let's bow our head and have a word of prayer.
天父，我们感谢你，我们敬拜你，我们要赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise and worship you.
我们知道你在我们身上的旨意。
We know your purpose in us.
你把我们放在何等珍贵荣耀的地位上。
That you have placed us in such a glorious, honorable position.
我们相信神能造作在我们身上运行的大能，充充足足的成就一切，超出我们所求所想的。但愿我们的神在教会中，并在基督耶稣里得到荣耀。直到世世代代，永永远远。
And we believe that you'll be able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. To you be the glory in the church by Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever.
感谢主，你的爱在我们身上何等的扩长甚高，实在是过于我们所能测度的。以至于叫神一切的丰盛都能够充满我们。
Thank the Lord that your love passes knowledge, all is within its length, depth, and height. May we all be filled with this love, so that we'll be filled with the fullness of God.
至群至善的苦楚，要为我们换这种无比永远的荣耀。
And this momentary and light affliction is working in us to produce that eternal weight far beyond all comparison.
愿主的恩常与我们众人同在。
May the Lord be with us all.
我们也把余下的薄饼的时间也交托给主，与我们同在。
And also we commit to the following breaking of bread unto our Lord. May your presence be with us.
愿我们把更多的赞美、感谢、称颂归给我们的羔羊。
Let us all give more of our blessing and praises and glory to the Lamb.
祷告，祈求圣耶稣基督宝贵的名。
We ask and pray in the precious name of our Lord.
Amen.
Amen.